As part of a Hope and Healing project, StoryCorps spent time recording conversations at hospitals across Utah. These stories reveal the courage and resiliency of the human spirit. Interviews are provided, courtesy of StoryCorps. Alberto Vasquez, number 10 of 15 children, spent much of his youth working in the farm fields of Idaho and Oregon. His dream and plan for a better future was a college education. Today, Alberto serves as a hospital administrator and inspires kids in his community.
Alberto, why don't we just start with when and where you were born?
I was born in Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 1959. I'm number 10 of 15 children, and we grew up as migrant workers. We would go up to Idaho or Eastern Oregon to work every summer. And when you were too little, you couldn't work, but we actually went to the fields anyway. We stayed in the car with my brother and sisters trying to keep ourselves busy. And as we got older, we got more involved in working. We always had to leave before the sunrise, so we'd get there to the fields at sunrise. Mom would teach us how to pick fruit, how to harvest the onions, or how to pick the potatoes. It was a little bit hard work, but we were happy. And then I think my dad eventually decided, you know, it was hard traveling back and forth, and he actually settled us down. I remember when I was older, he says, son, my goal in life is to give you a roof over your head, food, and then you can graduate from high school. And he says, you know what, I didn't have that, but that's what I want to do for you guys. He was an illegal immigrant. I remember him telling me he walked across the border, almost died because he was in the desert. He just worked hard, quietly. He just wanted to make sure we had something better than he had.
Can you tell me about your early school years?
We did go to migrant school. Of course, I eventually went to regular school, and we were usually late because we were in the fields. When I was younger, we couldn't speak Spanish in school. They kind of said no, and we got a little bit in trouble. They would send you home. But we made efforts to learn English. But I remember I had a good experience. I was a good student. I remember not having lunch. Eventually, they had those free lunches. As I got older, it was embarrassing. So we tried to bring a lunch. I remember after working in the field, being dirty. And as a teenager, I got self-conscious, especially when we were doing the onions. You smell like onions.
By this time, you were in high school and you were starting to think about what you wanted to do with your life.
And I remember I was a freshman or a sophomore in high school, and I was standing in the hallway, and I just remember looking at the white kids. And I said to myself, I want what they have. And I realized education is the way I got it, because we were still working in the fields, and I remember wanting that education. College, that's the next level. Didn't know what that meant, but I knew there was something more. I went to Brigham Young University and graduated with an accounting degree and eventually get my master's in health administration. I was very fortunate. I assumed I would be working in the fields for the rest of my life. That's what happened to many of my cousins. But I think when my older brother went to college, that broke that barrier. That did it for me. Oh, you can do this, because he did it. My parents came to my graduation at BYU. It's a long way for them to come. My dad's in Mexico in a nursing home. They know that I'm not working in the fields, and I'm providing for my family, and my kids are going to college.
Can you tell me about some of the philosophies that you have applied to your life? What drives you?
When I moved into this job in Panguitch, I was cleaning out the desk of the former administrator. It said, what you strive for defines you. And I had that sticky note on my bulletin board for many years. And I try to think, what am I striving for? I'm striving to leave things better than I found them, to give good service to my employer, to my community, to my friends. I want to make sure I do a good job as a leader, so the people who are working at the hospital will always have a position 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Those are the things I've learned. Make things better. Find something that defines you and strive for that.
That was hospital administrator Alberto Vasquez speaking with his wife, Mary. Their story and other segments of the StoryCorps Hope and Healing Project on Utah Public Radio can be heard online at upr.org.